Welcome to the first 2022 episode of the Bench Buzz. Maxwell Gilley, and I'm thrilled to get to be joined by the head coach of the Ben Davis Lady Giants and Coach Dan Penn. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And since we last talked, the Giants have gone 5-1. You know, you beat a top 10 team at the time in Columbus East. You beat Zionsville in overtime. You beat Roncalli, Avon, and Martinsville. And then just this last week, ended up losing to North Central. So overall, what have been your thoughts on the Giants' performance?
Well, I kept thinking we were improving, and we were getting better. And then over Christmas, we had some sickness, illness. A lot of kids had to miss practice and so forth. So that was a step back a little bit. And, you know, we're missing some players in some of those games. And even the ones that did play weren't at full strength. And so I got to commend the girls that played for addressing some adverse situations and doing as well as they could.
So after starting the season 4-4 through the month of November, the Giants went 6-1 through December. So what really changed from November to December?
Well, I mean, one, we kept understanding what to do. I mean, and number two is, you know, the schedule was very difficult in November, and, you know, we didn't have a lot of practice time to get it. And for us, practice is really huge. We have the physical ability. We just got to understand the game and know how we can get our strengths to work together. And so practice is very, very huge for us, and so we were able to get some more practice. And so, like I said, you know, at the end of December, we missed some, and hopefully we can get that back going again and get going in the right direction.
So what exactly happened last Friday against North Central?
Well, North Central's got a good team. But like I said, you know, we've got to be at full strength. And we weren't. And not only missing players, but the players that did play didn't have the conditioning level they need to have. So it was I think it was okay at the beginning. And, you know, but then as the game went along, we wore down a little bit. And then mentally, you've got to really, when you get tired, you've got to really zero in, and we made some quite a few errors.
So the Giants are going to be traveling to Columbus North tomorrow. What will the Giants need to do to defeat the 10-5 Bulldogs?
Well, we got to play the way we're capable of playing. Columbus North at Columbus North is never an easy game. It's not an easy place to play. It's going to be their senior night, so they're going to be hyped up. And so we're going to have to go out there, and hopefully we'll be at full strength as far as everybody getting to play. But I don't know if we'll be in the type of shape we need to be in yet. So we're going to have to show a lot of resilience and use our intelligence and use our discipline. And if we can do that, then I think we can be okay.
And you host 9-7 Pike on Saturday at 1:30. What do you know about Pike, and how will you beat them?
Well, Pike's got a good team. They got a couple of good shooters, and Murray's a great player. And so, you know, they've got a good, solid team. So, again, it's going to be, are we going to be able to play Ben Davis basketball that day? And, you know, after Tuesday, we'll have an opportunity to get a couple more practices in, and hopefully we'll be closer to full strength at that time.
Tournament time is around the corner. If the Giants want to be successful this season, what is the biggest things they need to improve on?
Well, sort of what we've been working on all year, making the easy pass, reducing turnovers, defensively playing with intensity every possession and doing what we need to defensively. For the most part, we play hard. We don't always hook up and do the things that we need to defensively. So we need to do that, and then rebounding. I mean, we have a lot of room for growth. We've got some tremendous athletes and some tremendous players. And so if we can keep growing, then I think we can have a lot of success in the postseason.
Thank you, Coach, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong.